This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, last name Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. The patient is seen for Andrew Ausberger, A-U-G-S-B-U-R-G-E-R, Ausberger Andrew, APRN/FNP-C, new paragraph, and also for Texas Health Family Care, the address is 2721 Panhandle Street, Suite 200, Denton, Texas 76201. Fax number is 940-383-2512. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for your continued support. I have known Melissa Taylor for last several years. She has recurrent deep vein thrombosis, and she has had several episodes of pulmonary embolism for last several years. Time and again she has been treated with Lovenox, and she has then then switched to Coumadine. Recently she had a PT INR done, and INR was 1.4. She was advised to take extra 5 milligram Coumadine and check PT INR in 2 weeks. She is now here for further advice. Her past medical history includes history of gastric bypass, history of hypertension, history of recurrent deep vein thrombosis, as well as pulmonary embolism. She is on several medications. New paragraph. Physical exam. She comes here today for advice. Her height is 5'2". She weighs 281. Blood pressure 168/86. She is normocephalic. ICNT unremarkable. Lymph node negative in the neck. Chest is symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, history of recurrent DVT and pulmonary embolism. New paragraph. Recommendations. I agree with current plan. I advised her to send me a copy of her PT INR after 2 weeks. If it does not change much, then we may have to increase Coumadine by 1 milligram. And so then we will give 6 milligram daily. Thank you. This is a consultation on Melissa Taylor. Copy of this may be sent to Texas Health Family Care Clinic. Thank you. That is Texas Health Family Care. Thank you.